Hello, guys. Welcome to the Eat Like Ruby podcast. I am here today with my sidekick, Georgia Mott. Welcome, Georgia.
Hello, Rubes.
Hello. Guys, we've tried to intro several times. We've, like, literally, we're just a bit of a hot mess here right now. But
it's fine.
I said to Georgia, I'm sick of doing the intro because it sounds the same every week. I wanted her to do one. She's failed.
It was a good intro.
This will be her last day with Eat Like Ruby. So Georgia's here, guys. If you don't know, Georgia is my sidekick in Eat Like Ruby. Her official title is business manager, and she pretty much just does any and everything that is not nutrition and training. So editing, uploading, adjusting, fixing, sometimes
powwows.
Yeah, sometimes causes problems to then fix them. But honestly,
it's all a learning experience.
Yeah. Anything I need help with, I'm just like, gee, what are you doing? Let's go. So George is here today. She wanted to do an episode about – you've been saying this for ages.
I have been saying this for ages because Rubes is obviously a workaholic and lives and breathes Eat Like Ruby and nutrition and training.
You casually chuck that one in there.
Well, yes. So I wanted to do an episode because everyone loves Rubes so much and, like, your, you know, mindset around everything you do. But I feel like they would love to know just more about, like, Ruby. You know?
Okay.
So I have accumulated some.
Is that so? So George has just turned down the volume, yeah. And I was literally just about to be like, can you turn yourself down, please?
Oh, wait, can you?
I don't know. You were just super loud, but you've gotten better.
Okay. Well, what I was saying was, what was I saying?
Get to know Ruby.
I want to ask Ruby some questions. So I've accumulated some questions to ask you. Obviously have some sort of nutrition and training element to them.
Okay.
But also just some random ones in there just to, like, get to know the other side of Ruby. Because Ruby's actually quite comical and she's actually she's actually quite funny, and I feel like we need to share that on the podcast more.
Shit, okay.
Yeah. Prior to this podcast, last week's podcast, Ruby was talking about all things balanced. Quite a heated episode. I was sitting in the back and feeling a little bit attacked in the back corner there. So some of these questions could also get quite heated because
– shit.
Just because of the nature of them. So shit, should we just get straight into it?
Yeah. It feels so funny to me to not know what's coming. Like, normally sit here with all of the insight.
Well, usually we would, like, run – I would run this past Rubes, but
no,
I wanted
not
very
seen,
authentic
yeah,
answers.
I have no idea what's coming here.
Yeah,
and, like – I can just be like, you're not allowed to ask me that. Georgia, I'm the boss.
Well, I've done a few in case she's like, no.
No.
But I will start off really, really, I would say easy, delicate, you could say. With question number one, what got you into the fitness industry? Like, what is your why to why you work in the fitness industry?
Oh, that's not what I was
expecting. Such a great question is what you think.
Okay. If we want to go there. Okay. Oh, I feel like I've spoken about this maybe when I first started the pod and, like, intro'd the pod and myself. I, like, just was super into any sort of fitness when I was young. Running. I feel like
– Iron Man.
Yes. But I feel like we need to clarify. When I dropped the, like, Iron Woman comment on that podcast we did, I – did surf lifesaving for literally like 15 years, and they do an event in that called Iron Woman. So more like, because Shaq is training for the Iron Man right now, yes, which is like swim, bike, run. Mm. The Iron Woman that I did was like the, I don't know if anyone knows, like the Nutrigrain series, like the,
like
surf.
The water sports one.
Yes. Yeah. So you do swim, like ski, which is kind of like a kayak.
Yeah.
Malibu, which is like a paddleboard, yeah, and run. So it's all on the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still sick as, but.
Yeah, but then when I see like Shaq and Tim and all that doing like a 12-hour Ironman.
Yeah.
Like that, I wasn't doing that when I was 10. Little PSA. I was just in the surf.
Right, okay.
But still a little weapon.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, but I did that my whole life, and I did, like, I was the kid that was just, like, fucking at school first thing on cross country day. Like, athletics was just my time. Yep. Like, I loved it. And my dad was super into fitness training, like, just gym in general. But he did a lot of, like, fighting, martial arts, marathon, like, that sort of thing. So I was just always around it. I went to gym pretty much as soon as, like, I started going to gym when I was, like, 13 or 14. And I just loved it. And I don't even really remember like what I loved or why I loved it, but I just did. I would like get off the school bus at the gym and do gym and then walk home in the dark and stuff. And I just,
you were going to the gym in school?
Yeah. So wow. My mum bought me a gym. My mum used to take me to like aerobics and stuff when I was
like Zumba. Yeah. I was a Zumba kid too.
Were you?
Unreal. Yeah. And I was up the front too.
Mine was more like aerobics old style, like step touch, grapevine. Oh,
like, and like step ups with the board.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Like that kind of thing. But mum would take me to that when I was probably like 12, 13. Yeah. Yeah. And then mum bought me a gym membership when I was about 15 or 16. And I would just get off the school bus at the gym and go there, walk home in the dark. Didn't think anything of it because I was like, I just want to go to the gym.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's like.
But then I started wagging and going to gym. And not even as a little shit, but I would literally text mum and be like, if the school calls you, like, don't freak out because I'm just at the gym. And she would be like, yeah, but you meant to be at school.
Yeah, you need to go back to school. Yeah, wow.
And I just like loved it. I didn't want to like be a little terror. I was just like, no, I don't want to go to school. I'm going to go to gym.
Did you grad? Sorry, this is off. This is not on the question. Did you graduate school? Grade 12?
No.
Really?
No.
When did you leave?
Oh, I did like, because I went to school in Victoria. So I don't know what like the equivalent is up here.
Yeah.
But I did like fitness, like my certs in fitness and stuff instead of doing like
OP.
Yeah, well, it's not an OP.
It's in rank or something.
Yeah, whatever. And then I worked in the gym some days and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So when I was like 17, like I got qualified, you will die. What year were you born?
2000.
So I got qualified as the PT in 2008. You were fucking 8 years old, Georgia, when I was a PT.
Oh my God.
But that was, like I would have been 17, 18, I was at that time. So I just did it like as early as I could. And I just loved it. And then got into the gyms. I think the first gym I worked at was Fernwood, which is like the women's gym. And I literally took like a 4 hour shift. Like they actually, this is funny. Like we're going to get one question in.
I was going to say, I didn't write many for this reason.
I like interviewed with Fernwood and they like, I didn't get the job. So I went and had an interview, didn't get the job. And then they called me like 2 months later and they're like, oh, we have another job. Do you want to come back and interview again? And I got it that time. So like my first attempt to get into this industry, guys, I didn't get in. And I think that's just funny because now look at us.
Yeah.
We're here.
Thriving.
Yeah. And I literally took like a 4 hour shift on like a Tuesday morning or something. And then I was just, I've always been that person that's like, oh, there's a Thursday night shift. I'll have it. There's a Sunday shift. Yeah. I'll have it. There's a Friday. Oh, someone needs to clean the toilets. I'll clean them. No matter what. And then I just like pretty quickly like full-time job basically. Mm. And then just went through fitness from there.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great.
I summed that up quickly in the end.
No, that's great. So,
it's just always into it.
Because you're always into it.
Okay. Yeah. So I could have just said because I was
always. No, but that's good because then it can't be fire rapid questions. We'll be here for 5 minutes.
It's not rapid fire.
Okay. Question two. What would be the one thing you would tell yourself when you first started taking training and nutrition seriously? Great question. You can take your time to think. I can start. I can start raffling off what we have coming up in April.
Thank you. Like, what do you mean?
Well, what's one thing you would tell your younger self when you first started taking it seriously that you know now that you would tell yourself?
That's such a – I feel like – I don't know what the one thing would be, but I feel like I was just that typical person probably when I was – I'd say probably when I was, like, 21 was when I started to really learn about, like, what is actually good nutrition, like, what is a good diet, those kind of things. So when I was more, like – 18, 19, 20, I was the sort of person that was just like, probably like most people, like, you just need to eat well and like the more you can go to gym, the better. Mm. And like, you need to use every fucking machine. Mm. And do you know what I mean? Like, just that, like, didn't know. So I feel like, just actually, like, if I could tell myself one thing, it would be like, actually learn what is good. And that's like the one thing I would tell anybody.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, think actually about learn. Any 19, 20 year old that start like girl starts going to the gym. Like, what would you tell them? Yeah. It'd be like, educate
actually,
yourself.
Yeah. Find out what is like, what is for right, you. What you should be doing. Yeah.
Okay. Number three, fun one.
Shit.
What are two items on your bucket list? Like for life?
Like things I want to do.
Yeah. What's two bucket list items?
Well, one that comes, I can't think of two, but there'll be something there. One first thing that comes to mind is Shaq and I, some people know this, some people don't. Shaq and I bought a brand new caravan to travel Australia. Mm. And I have put this trip off for my beloved husband every couple of months for the last 2 years. So one day I'll just be in my caravan, maybe with Shaq, maybe without him. I really want to travel Australia with the caravan. And just as a little side note, like, I watch so many YouTubes of people traveling Australia. Aww, and then I get sad that it's them and not me. Okay. And I go back to watching fitness YouTubes.
Just get re-inspired.
Yeah. But honestly, no, that is definitely something I want to do, and just go and travel around. And there's nothing like, I've actually done like Ayers Rock and some of the big things. I did that when I was a kid. So right. I'm not like, oh, I really want to go see this thing or whatever. But I just want that experience. Like, I'm not a fancy kind of luxury person. Yeah. So when I think about just living my best life.
Yeah, but your caravan looks pretty Lakshmi. Like, you're not.
Yeah.
We're glamping. We're definitely glamping. I've She's definitely not got roughing it.
$100,000 sitting in the bush right now. Yeah. Thanks, Shaq. So that's number. That's a
number one.
Number
and
one.
And then what's another one?
Shit. Dig deep. Yeah. I don't actually know.
This is good. Maybe you're getting to know yourself more as well.
Yeah. There's nothing that, like,
Ruby, there has to be something
springs to mind.
I could think of like 10 things.
For yourself?
Yeah.
Well, why aren't you doing them? Because the tables are dirty.
I'm producing podcasts.
Get to know. I'm fucking recording a podcast every week. I don't know.
Like, you never wanted to go to like Niagara Falls or something?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'll see if anything comes to mind throughout
okay,
the
Okay, we'll backtrack if we need to.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Okay. Outside of work, what is one of your favorite things to do?
Watch people traveling Australia on YouTube.
I was going to say, outside of training and working, anything and walking the dog, watching YouTube and people traveling. Okay.
Watching people traveling. No, outside of work, what's one thing I love to do?
Yes.
I just feel like you know what's so funny? This is a little bit off topic, but you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
One of the very first things you said to me, like, you were in my car, we were driving to Nambour, and I think this is like your second week in Eat Like Ruby. And you said to me, you were talking about someone that wanted to do all this crazy shit. And you were like, don't people realize that a good life is just doing work that you enjoy, and sometimes you go to the beach and you get nice coffee and you eat some nice food and you fucking train, and that's just a good life. Stop overcomplicating it. And I was just like, oh my God, she gets me. She gets me.
It's true. It's true.
And that's honestly so true for me. Like, my days are always just Shaq, Nutella, maybe we'll go to the beach, we'll get coffee, we might go out for food, we'll come home, do a bit of work, do some of that again, maybe go to gym. Like, I'm never like, and that's why, like, my weekdays look like weekends. And even Shaq and I said, like, we never even thought about going on a honeymoon, because we're like, if we're on a honeymoon, we would just eat out, drink coffee, go to the beach. I'm like, we fucking do that every day.
Yeah.
So there's never like crazy shit that I love to do. I wouldn't mind using the caravan once or twice a year, Shaq.
We're just going to have to tag Shaq in like the title of this. Watch this.
Literally, please. Guys. So Shaq just has had so many cool opportunities come up. And like, I joke about it, but there's been so many things that have come up for him. And I'm like, there's no way you're going to say no to that.
Mm.
Like, we can travel anytime. But then even at the start of this year, I said to Shaq, like, okay, if we're not going, like for the 10th time, I want to like go once a month in the caravan and go camping. So it's April. We've not used the caravan yet this year.
Shaq, I will help you plan a trip.
And like, literally he's always like, oh, like, okay, what about this weekend? And then I'm like, well, no, because you've got work and then it's your birthday and then you've got the triathlon and then you've got this. Like, there's always
fucking When's your something. Birthday? Did I miss your birthday?
No, Shaq's birthday.
Did I miss
in like
Shaq's
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yep. So even like throughout April, I'm like, well, we've got Easter and then got this, so we won't go in April. And then May's like, da-da-da-da-da, we won't go in May.
Right.
So I would like to do that in my spare time.
Okay.
It's actually at Shaq's folks' place because they've got a big property. So okay. I might just go fucking sleep in the caravan in their yard.
Just hang out there. Okay, number five. Okay, so this is one of the ones that I was a bit nervous to ask after hearing Ruby's balance podcast prior last week is, what is your biggest pet peeve about the industry? Like the fitness industry. Strap in.
Yeah, I feel like definitely, like for people working in the industry, you mean?
Whatever you want.
What annoys me.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
I think, like, similar to what I said in that episode, and I've said it in a few episodes, the disconnect between a coach that has never really struggled with shit, not relating to the clients and stuff that have struggled with things. Mm. And I think that just comes with experience and time, because even if I think about myself, probably when I was like 24 years old, I was probably just like, stick to a fucking diet, it's not that hard. And I still kind of have that energy. Like, we know I'm like quite fucking just get to the point kind of, if you haven't realized. But I think just being mindful of the real life human being on the other end. Mm. Like I said in that episode last week, just kind of posting shit that probably is going to make people, a lot of people, worse than better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
I feel like we're flying through these, by the way.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm proud of me.
I'm proud of you too. I've only got 10, so.
How many have we done? Like 6?
5. We're halfway.
Okay.
But this one might get you going.
Do I need an Easter egg for this?
Oh, yeah. Get the Easter egg. Sponsored by Cadbury.
I wish. Imagine if we were sponsored by Cadbury.
Yeah. Well, I think firstly we should probably be sponsored by Nutella.
Legit.
Where is that brand deal?
Come on.
Okay. So the next question is actually about Nutella. Would you – okay. If you had to give up –
the food or the dog?
No, not – I was going to make one about – maybe I will. If you had to give up Nutella or pizza for the rest of your life, which one are you picking? I know.
I'm chewing.
You can give me like a breakdown of reasons if you want.
That's so hard because I have Nutella like every day. So yeah. I feel like it'd have to be pizza.
You'd give up pizza for the rest of your life.
Because I have Nutella every day. To think about never having that again would just be shit. Whereas like pizza would be shit, but like you would just have a burger or pasta or something in its place.
Yeah. And you could.
Whereas like there's nothing in place of Nutella.
Yeah. Like a tomatoey pasta could definitely like substitute.
She's like a real savory / carb person. So
so many carbs.
So that question, like, do you think I'm crazy for picking Nutella?
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's literally a condiment. And you're picking condiment over a whole meal.
Shit, she's fired up.
For the rest of you, that's all right. Everyone,
you there. Like actually don't do sweet stuff at all. Hey,
no, it's actually quite boring. It's not a flex. It's
no, like it's you just don't like it.
I don't like it. It makes me feel a bit sick.
Did you have any Easter eggs? And it's just like doesn't really sort of clock.
Not like it. It just doesn't, like looking at that there.
I don't want it.
No, because it's a waste.
That's so interesting. But I think a lot of people are like that, like savory.
But mine's...
Like if there was a cheese platter here.
I would absolutely demolish
you'd
that.
You'd be on it, yeah.
I would demolish that. I think, but I wouldn't have like the dried apricots, too sweet.
No, who would?
Yeah, true. But like olives, did you know there's an olive theory?
Guys, just pause. As a little side note. One day we're like literally in the gym that we've hired out to film the training exercises and G's just walking around with a tub of fucking olives. And I'm like, where is G? Like I need her to read out the exercises while I do them, whatever. She's like, hang on, olive break. Just like pounding fucking 10 a.m. Thursday morning in the gym. G's just snacking away on this little tub of olives. And then
they're really good.
Well, then she starts going, do you know what the calories are like in these? And I'm like, yeah, I actually do. I didn't want to say anything, but like I don't want to be. I never want to be that person that's like,
of course.
Do you know how many calories are in that?
Of course.
But I'm also like, is G aware of?
I'm aware. I'm aware now. No, so at Coles now, guys, there's these like little olive tubs and they come with a little toothpick and everything. It's unreal. Unreal. But there's an olive theory. Let me just quickly go over it. If you, the love of your life apparently apparently one of you hates olives and the other one loves them. So do you and Shaq, one of you not like olives?
I don't really like them, but I don't know where he stands on them.
You should ask.
Should have asked before I'm fucking married him.
Yeah, I know. Shit. I know. It's a true thing. So I ask boys now, like, well, do you like
straight
olives?
Straight up. So, you, like, they need to not like
hate them. They need to hate them.
Because you love
because
them.
Because I'm...
What's the theory here?
I'm not sure. It's just a theory. Okay.
So that's a deal breaker for you, but you don't really know why.
Yeah, unfortunately. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
All right. This is the first question on Tinder. Where do you stand on olives?
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, great question. God, it's like I wrote them. What is your biggest achievement to date?
Shit, son.
You're only allowed to pick one.
I would just say Eat Like Ruby as a whole.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say...
I thought you were going to say your new house.
Nah.
Okay, yeah, boring.
Nah, that'll come and go.
That's so boring.
That'll come and go. I do love the new house. But maybe Shaq and I building our first house. Like, we hustled like little devils to build that house. Like, yeah, crazy when I think about it, the shit that we did. I actually, do you want to hear a really random fun fact?
Let's do
it. You'll die. Yeah. This is Ruby to a T. To buy that, like to build our first house, which I think was 2018, we like fully did it on our own, save deposit, all the things, hustle, hustle, hustle. I drove a non-air conditioned car in Queensland for 3 years.
Years?
3 years to build my first house.
Wow.
This is why I...
No, that's actually... You know,
when people are like, oh, I felt a bit uncomfortable today. I'm like, motherfucker, I sat in a non-air conditioned car in Queensland for 3 years. Like, I actually don't care if you're a bit hungry today. I actually have nothing for you. Come back in 2027 and we'll talk.
Dude, that is funny.
And do you know what's so funny is like, yeah, so I did that. So I bought my first car when I was 18. Drove it forever.
What was it?
A Kia Rio.
Yeah, classic.
I bought it brand new. It was just like so stoked on myself, my $18,000 little hatchback Kia Rio.
18K for a Kia Rio.
Is that a lot?
That's a shitload.
I think it was like 18, maybe 16 or something.
Are you sure it's not 8?
No, it was brand new.
Oh, brand new.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I retract my statement.
That's what I mean. I was moving stoked forward on myself.
Yeah,
it was
of like, course. That's sick.
Bought my little brand spanker.
Yeah.
I literally drove it until it like one day just stopped on the road. Like it stopped on the road. And I literally just veered off to the side and was just like, called a towie, come get it. No, that's fine. I'll go buy a brand new. Like I knew the day was coming. I drove it for about 11 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it had no air conditioning for the last three of them. And right. I just wanted, like, we wanted to do the house, we wanted to do all these things. And I just knew, like, I'm not going to go out and fucking get it, like, drop a lot of money on a car or take out a loan or any of these things because it just wouldn't work with the house. And I remember I said to my mum one day, my dad was just, like, the most cutthroat person. Like, if you guys think I'm cutthroat, that's where I got it from. And I remember I said to my mum one day, something about the air conditioning. She was here and I'm like, oh, we could go in my car if you want, but it doesn't have air conditioning. And then she's like, why don't you get it fixed or whatever? And I was like, you know, I just want to do the house, etc. And I was like, and part of me is just like, Rubes, sit in your fucking hot car and earn this house.
Yeah.
And she was like, you just sound exactly like your father. Wow. And I was like, oh, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, right. Okay. So first home would be your...
Yeah, that was a huge achievement. Eat Like Ruby. Huge achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think I'm allowed to have three.
Sure. Yes, you are the boss.
Shaq and my relationship is a huge achievement to me because it's 11 years and we are actually like best friends that are obsessed with each other.
Yeah, you guys. Are you welling up right now?
No, but I just.
You guys are so cute. Seriously. They actually are best friends off camera.
Yeah. Like when I hear about people that. Like, I've heard just, you know, you hear kind of random people that are really unhappy and, like, actually just fucking don't like their partner and are just not
literally
nice.
There's people that are in love that don't like their partners.
Yeah, I just kind of saw, like, especially at Shaq's old work, there was a lot of people that were, like, you know, somewhat, I think, stuck with sort of like, oh, we've got a house or we've got kids or we've got whatever. And I don't want to offend people, upset people, whatever, but I just remember hearing people's stories and being like, I would be devastated. Like there was people that would work all day, go home and just fucking sit in their shed and drink or like go and do like gaming all night. And I just remember saying to Shaq, like if you wanted to come home and then like completely isolate yourself from me all day, like
what are we doing?
That's horrible. Yeah. Whereas like Shaq and I just like all day, every day, what are you doing? When will you be home?
Yeah, I know. You guys are so cute. You hang out so much.
Yeah. And I just like.
I think it's because you do live like very separate lives. So you're not like dependent. And then like when you do come together, you can just like celebrate being together and like hanging out because you do live such independently separate lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we both have our own shit. Like I think like having your own things that you like invested in and like passionate about and stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of just kind of like...
And you both have really similar goals. I feel like you both on like a very similar trajectory.
I'm not doing an Ironman, FYI.
No Ironman for Ruby.
No, but yeah, I think we have a great relationship.
Yeah, no, you guys are super cute. Do approve.
That was a long one.
Yeah, that was good. All right. Okay. Oh, this is fun. What's a skill or talent you've always wanted to learn?
Say yours first because I'm thinking.
Mine's fire twirling.
She's on one.
100% fire twirling. Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Like imagine just like walking down on the beach and someone's fire twirling. Boom. And then I'm just like, hey, mate, can I just give that a quick go?
You're like, by the way.
And like twirl it around.
Yeah.
Maybe like through the breath, like a bit of fire breathing.
Shit, watch this space. I feel like in a similar way, having like gnarly gymnastics skills. Oh, yeah, would be
that's
cool.
Way cooler than mine.
Like, you know, if you're just like, again, you're just walking down the beach and you're like, I might just do a flip.
Yeah. No, actually,
Walk over. Like, you know, people that just casually do just a walkover. Just do walkovers
while walking. Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, bend down, put my shoes on. Oh, there goes my back.
Or even like when they're like, oh, do a backflip. And they can just like, like they just stand there and then they just jump up and backflip.
Yeah.
And just like
and I'm land. Like, actually no, I need like an hour warm up to do four deadlifts.
Yeah. No, that is actually a really cool one.
So I reckon just busting out.
Another one would gymnastics. Be being able to speak another language. See, that is something I could learn. But I just want to cuss someone out like in a different language. Because I just feel like that is like way more impactful.
It would be cool to just randomly start talking another language and people are like, fuck, this chick, don't mess with her.
Like imagine cussing out like
French.
Yeah. Or like Latinas and they're so sassy.
Yeah, you would be good. You've got the sass.
Thank you. I would love to. Yeah, like maybe I should do that. Second last question.
Shit.
What's something about you that you think surprises people? They're great questions.
Yeah, these are thought-provoking.
I know.
Something about me.
I should have a podcast.
That surprises people. What would you say surprised you about me?
Well, I didn't really think about this.
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Okay. Something about you that surprises people is probably, that's not really surprising that you're not a hugger because you're quite.
Guys, I'm so She's not a hugger.
And like she's not cold, but she's.
She's not warm. No.
We haven't hugged. Oh, on your wedding day, maybe. Actually, maybe not. Maybe when I went. Oh, maybe when I was leaving.
Maybe.
I think you fist pumped me. Why do I feel some bullshit?
Thank you so much for doing my wedding makeup and filming my whole wedding and running the whole day. Here's a fist pump. Off you go.
Bye.
Dismissed.
No, that's not surprising. I feel like you give that energy. Maybe. Just
Don't mess with
me. Well, shit.
I know, this is a tricky one.
Well, it's your question.
Yeah, well, it's your question in the first place. what's the question?
What's something about you that surprises people? Oh, how much you're actually obsessed with your dog? It's not just a thing on Instagram. You are like obsessed with your dog. We'll be on like a Zoom and she'll just like start like,
look at Nutella.
Googling at your dog and like and laughing like she's so funny.
Tilting the whole and computer. And then look at Nutella. And the funny thing is, so G's not really a dog person. No. I was actually thinking about you this morning because every time G walks into my house,
oh my God.
She goes, hello, Nutella.
Yeah.
You don't need to jump.
He gets so excited. And if you just kind of stay calm and like, I just put my hand on his head now and he kind of just like can't move properly.
And she's literally your tone. Hello, Nutella.
Hello, Nutella.
As in like, your mum pays my salary. I'm going to put up with your shit, but don't fucking push me. Like that's literally G's energy with Nutella.
Yeah. And then he's fine after like 4 minutes of jumping.
Yeah. He gets so excited by anything new. It's actually his birthday next week. Aww. So I'm hoping he's going to
You celebrate dogs' birthdays?
Nutella's turning 2 next Wednesday.
Is that like a thing?
Clear the schedule.
Should we go to like the park or something?
He's going to Pet Barn. He gets what he wants.
Wow. So he just like walks in like whatever he sniffs out.
Whatever he grabs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I do that? JB high five. Please. I'd like a corner desk.
I know
Ruby's Ruby's now got an office at her new house. And how's this for the form? We go shopping together to get all the like the new gadgets and things like the monitor and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then if you're someone who's ever set a monitor up, you know that it's not too complex. But my whole day, the following day was ruled out to come over to Ruby's house and set her office up. And I've just like unboxed this monitor, plugged it into the wall and then put the HDMI in. And then I was like, all right, Ruby's,
I'm done for the day. Yes.
And then the following week I come back. I'm not even kidding you. You know like one of those big black throne.
Guys, I've got like, a throne.
Wheelie chairs. She's bought one of those. She's got a desk that looks like a full-on L desk. Yeah, like
Shaq built it.
There's a printer out on the – it's It's unreal. Yeah. It's a full-on throne. Now I feel left out because I was the one with the monitor first.
You had the superior setup. Now I do.
Now you do. I would like to match your own. I want an L desk.
Yeah, it's definitely a vibe. You just roll around. Nutella sits in under it like a little kennel.
That's cute.
And it's don't act like you pretend like you think the dog's cute.
He's actually growing on me. I would look after him for maybe a morning.
And then you'd be like, never again.
Yeah. But I would like a chair on the other side.
Yeah, you could have one for sure. Yeah, I'll let you in.
I could, yeah. I would like a swirly chair, like a wheelie chair.
Yeah, Shaq put that together for me. So we'll Fantastic. Be like, Shaq G needs one.
A wheelie chair. Okay. Yeah.
What were we talking about there?
Something that surprises people.
Oh, and you said the dog. Somehow
that you
we
actually
ended up
really obsessed with your dog.
Yeah. He's just the best. I look at his little face.
He's like your kid.
He actually. Yeah.
He's like a human to you guys.
Yeah, he is.
And you know when people go like, we don't have kids, we've got fur babies. That's you.
I would never say the word fur baby. But.
I'm sorry to anyone that says that. I love everyone.
Lots of people will. Would you say I love everyone?
Yeah.
Fuck, people please so much. yeah, no, he is like our little child. Shaq's more obsessed than me.
Shaq is.
But Shaq is obsessed with Nutella. Shaq is the most nurturing human being on the planet.
Yes.
And like when Nutella was sick before the wedding, Nutella had to be hand fed like 3 times a day. And he's just been a diva, honestly. And my mentality is like,
who would have thought?
Put the food in the bowl. Fucking eat it or you'll starve to death. Like, if you're that hungry, you'll eat it.
He'll eat it. He'll end up eating it, yeah.
Shaq's literally on his hands and knees next to the bowl, like, like spoon feeding the dog from his hands. Like, it's all right, little fella. I'm like, why would he eat for himself if he's, like, getting king service on the fucking floor from the big guy?
No, like, Shaq is, like, the nicest guy ever. Anytime I go for a run, like, Shaq just gat. Like, I'll put, like, something on my story and he'll flick up and be like, looks like a mid-5 pace run there. Like...
What is that thing Shaq was saying to us about everything? What was that? Remember we had that quote and it was just like...
Oh, win the day, win the morning or something?
No.
Win the morning, win the day.
What was the thing you just kept screaming?
Fire.
Fire.
Yeah, because I use the word fire. Like, oh, that's fire. And now
G says it like casually. And then G will be like, went for a run. Shaq will be like, fire.
Yeah.
And like G will say it over Zoom to me. We'll be like work meeting and Shaq will just walk past and be like, fire.
Oh my God. He's just the nicest guy ever.
It's so
Everyone that I know that has met Shaq always says, he's just the nicest guy ever. Shaq, you've really been gassed up on this.
It's so funny because I think like when you, like for the split second that you first see him, you're like, okay, he's 7 foot tall. He's
scary.
Tattoo. Like he has a scary.
Yeah. And then he smiles.
As soon as he speaks or looks at you, you're like, okay, you're like the most opposite thing from scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know what's so funny is someone said to me once, I thought about this before when you were saying your olive theory. Someone said, this person said to me, what's your favorite animal? And my favorite animals are whales. Like I love whales.
Are you calling Shaq a whale?
No, I'm not. God, he would die if I said that. No, but I actually love whales. There's a random surprising fact about me. Sometimes I do YouTube whales. And I just love, like I love going whale watching and like watching.
Ruby is a whale fan, guys.
Big, like whales are fucking awesome because they're just huge and they're just cool.
Yeah.
And anyway, this person said to me, this was years ago, what's your favorite animal? I said, whales. They're like, why? And I'm like, because they're so like big and intimidating and stuff, but they're so gentle and awesome. And then this person said to me, apparently what you love about your favorite animal is what you look for in a partner. And is that not the most fucking accurate thing ever?
That is so
like,
cute.
Like, you're so big and scary and intimidating, but you're so gentle and awesome.
Yeah.
That is Shaq to
a T. He's like a protector, but he's also like a little softy.
Yeah. Mm. And so maybe I am calling him a whale, but in the most loving way.
Shaq, you heard it here first. Giving whale.
Yeah. It's a funny concept.
I wonder what my favorite animal is. I actually don't know.
Shit. It's not something you think about often.
No.
Like... Is it French bulldogs?
No. Okay, it's not Nutella himself. Nutella's soul, I love him. It's just little muscly dogs. They're just...
He's a ball of muscle.
He hits your leg and he like tumbles you a little bit.
Guys, when our real estate first came to the house, when like in the moving process and everything, Nutella fucked her up.
Yeah.
Nutella, she walks in. She's like, oh, he's so cute. Nutella, run, jump. He's so much stronger than you think. She's like ricocheted into the cupboard.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to be like, oh, he's so much stronger than he looks. Shaq, like when she left,
how do you not laugh? Like that's
Shaq,
so funny.
He just fucked her up. Yeah. And every time I spoke to her for the next like week, she was like, "Oh, Natella's so cute. He's so much stronger than he looks."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Shaq, she's really holding on to this." Like
she's definitely got a bruise on her on her quad somewhere.
Like this has caused a lasting impact on her.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the final question.
Yeah. We're back on the questions.
Yeah, sorry. The final question. And this one, I feel like you're going to be like, why are you asking me that? So the final question is, what's one of your favorite things about yourself?
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
I know.
Because I will honestly say, like in the least vain way, like I do love myself. Not in a way of like, oh my God, I love myself. But like, I just, because I'm a doer. That's what I love about myself. Like if there's literally anything I want to do in life, I just do it.
Yeah, you are a doer.
So I never... You know, people kind of talk about self-love and I kind of hate the whole self-love convo and not to be an asshole, but I think that like self-love comes from like respect and like backing yourself and whatever. Like I would say I love myself because there's nothing in my life that I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't do that or I wish I did this. I'm just like, oh, I want to do that, I'll do it. Yep. Oh, I want to stop that, I'll stop that.
Yeah.
Like I'm so...
Very disciplined for sure. You have so much discipline in your life.
But I just feel like... Like even when you think about discipline, like I feel like, you know how people used to be like, oh, discipline over motivation.
Mm.
I feel like you even just get to a point where you like transcend that and you're just like, what makes sense for me to do for the life that I
want?
Very
logical.
And the person.
You're extremely logical.
Insanely logical.
Yeah.
Like why would you not do all the things you want to do?
Yeah.
Is where my mind goes.
Yeah. And this is why you have a podcast and you preach it.
Yeah. Because I just think, yeah, if there's anything that I want to do, I'll do it. And if there's shit I don't want to do, I won't do it. And... That end. Like, I'm not going to Niagara Falls. We've cleared that up.
I actually, just for the record,
except
I don't really
want to
go
either. Go in my fucking caravan and I haven't been yet. Fuck, maybe I'm not a doer.
Can I ask a bonus question?
Yeah.
In school, were you a math or an English girl?
Math. 100.
Yeah, because there's only one answer.
It's just facts.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm similar.
Do you want another random fact?
Yes.
Going into high school, I got... an academic scholarship. So I had to sit a test, like you could apply and be like, probably my mum, I think my kid's smart enough to sit this test.
Yeah.
Sat the test and I like won.
Mm.
So like the whole high school year,
paid for.
Free. Yeah, you're in, fees, uniform, everything.
Wow.
Academic.
Where'd you go?
Smartest kid. I just went to school in Victoria.
Oh, right, true.
And yeah, it wasn't like crazy fancy school or anything. But
like chilling. Mum's chilling.
Yeah. I applied for... Yeah, mum would have been stoked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember mum calling everyone. Just being like, not to brag, but Rubes is a genius.
We're going on holiday.
And then next minute I'm like, mum, I'm not at school. I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
Sorry, mum. But yeah. But I've always been factual.
Oh, you're extremely logical. I don't think you ever really get emotional. Sometimes frustration.
I'd say annoyance. Like
I can tell when you are.
I feel like there's probably like one day every 6 weeks where I'm just like, gee, this is fucking me off.
Mm. And we have a FaceTime.
Not about her. Like not she's fucking, but this thing in the business is fucking me off. And like.
Just got to hear her out.
We're not moving until we work this out. Because it gives you a creative block.
It does. No, that what we were doing yesterday was frustrating.
Yeah. Like you guys would have no idea that things that we...
It's just so stupid. There's just some stupid things that make your life hell and also makes our life... Like, it's annoying for you guys, so we try and, like, make sure that doesn't happen. But
yeah,
some of the programs we use are just
like
stupid.
We are so... We probably care too much
about the user experience, 100%.
Yeah, so G and I will just sit there all day and be like, okay, so when they... click here and then they get this email and then it takes them here and then they get this and then they get this. If there's anything in that process that we don't like.
We spend a whole day nothing.
I feel like we've
out.
Spent weeks on this one.
Yeah. And it's not even, God, we could really get into a rant here. It's not even on us. The issue is that the logic of other things that we use don't allow
thing,
us to do what we want to do.
If it's on us, I'm like, okay, we know what needs to be done. Let's fucking fix it again.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But when it's like, a program that we use has a feature that we don't like. It's like what the fuck do we get around this? And it does give
and I'm
you
like on the phone to support, like just grilling them.
That is where like you are a mini me because when I was a gym manager, I worked for like a couple of gyms that had really good owners. Like Jolie came on the podcast before. The guys who own the Jets that I worked for, they were awesome.
Yeah.
And I was just like to them what you are to me. Yeah. Where like you, and that's why I love you, like I was saying before, because you're a doer. As well, like if I'm like, gee, how do we sort this out? You're like on Google, you're on YouTube, and then you're like, okay, couldn't find it there. I've requested a call with support.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, thank you, because that's just the way to get shit done in life.
Yeah.
Like, see if you can work it out yourself. Because then if we can't
do it, we'll start doing something else.
Literally. And that is like, G and I are always like, okay, this is ideally what we want. If we can't get it, here's our worst case scenario backup plan,
which is
whatever.
Still pretty good.
Literally. And you just have to move the needle. Like, you have to be like, okay, I'm either working on fixing this thing or we accept that that is the way it is.
Yeah.
How do we work with it?
Yeah. I think what we really do really well is we both sometimes, one of us will come to each other and be like, I don't like this. And then one of us has to be like, yeah, well, sometimes it's tough titties. Like sometimes, like when you were talking about that specific thing yesterday, I was like, Rubes, we can't service everyone. And you're like, you're right.
Yeah. Like, you actually did bring me back yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was on one. And you
I was just like, I understand. But then that's not where you want to go. This is a side thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You did give me my voice of reason yesterday. No, we're a good team.
It is a great team, actually. Yeah. Anyway, self-reflection.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're all my questions I have for you today. I feel like that was really good, especially for the Eat Like Ruby gang to hear a bit more of the just it. Ruby.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't think of any more rapid fire ones. But
no.
Well, we know your favorite animal is a whale.
Yeah.
That's and Shaq.
Little bonus. Oh shit.
Cool.
So that's all from us.
Pretty much, I reckon. A little short one. I mean, yeah, not that short, but
46 minutes on the timer.
Yeah, but I mean, we've just been talking about gaining and fat loss and
I know.
Ranting about balance. So this will be like a nice little like sprinkle of personality.
I know, and I like to do this every now and then, but I'm always mindful of like you wouldn't do this every week, or why the fuck would people listen?
Well, some people do.
Yeah, there are some people that do just have podcasts like this, but
this is what my podcast would be like, I reckon. Just like shit chat.
That's probably why I don't have one.
Yeah. Okay, no, cool. But are you going to do the wrap up?
Yeah, I will do the wrap up. So. Okay, cool. That is all from us. G's just fucking headbutted us.
I've headbutted this about four times. You could probably crop zoom on them.
Shit.
Anyway.
I don't actually know what next week's episode is.
Nope, neither do I and neither do you. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned and see what that is. I feel like we're venturing into a little bit of just a different phase. Mm. Like I feel like actually coming to winter.
How fitting.
You kind of
a phase.
Yeah,
funny that.
But like as you come into winter, you just a bit of a pivot. I don't know.
What are your, this is kind of fun to end the potty.
Everyone probably left because we said it's done. But anyway.
Yeah, come back. You're muscle gaining right now. I am not.
That's fine.
I'm not muscle gaining at the moment. I feel like.
Is this a whole new episode? Like Georgia, what's happening with Georgia?
But everyone like during winter usually like put the kegs on and try and like burn it off at the end. I feel like
I don't have to.
You don't have to. I've done that in the past.
Intentionally or unintentionally?
Unintentionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a gaining phase.
Yeah, just not a gaining phase. Just a little bit of a slack off phase. A slack off phase. I feel like I'm reefing it up because of that shred before Bali and then have how good I felt in Bali. So now I'm like, all right, I'm staying.
Oh, so just maintaining
I was doing.
Yeah, love it.
She's revving.
Love
that. Anyway,
for
not
you.
That anyone cares. I'm just saying. I just forgot to tell you. Just
putting it out
this
there.
This is me telling you.
I love it.
Okay, you can wrap it up now. That's okay. All I wanted to say.
So I was saying something about winter.
Oh yeah.
What?
What we have coming up in winter.
Well that like everything will be up and running when this episode comes out.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to create
out.
Suspense.
Oh, there's no suspense. I was talking about it for fucking 3 months. Guys, we've spiraled.
Okay.
We've spiraled. Nope, so winter is coming. I feel like we're a little bit like premature. Like this will come out mid-April.
Yeah, but
I feel like as you come out of Easter, you just start to settle into that like kind of cozy, like
yeah, I'm like wearing hoodies every day. For
going
sure.
within kind of era, like yeah. So laughing at my feet that are like dangling.
They're not in the frame, so it's okay.
No, they're so cold. Okay. That's all from us. I do want to do over the coming weeks some Q&A episodes. So we haven't done them for ages, like where people can submit the questions on Insta and then we answer them on the pod. So I definitely want to do some of those over the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. If you are not following the Eat Like Ruby podcast Instagram page. Make sure you are, because that's where we'll probably do the Q&A mm-hmm. box. So if you're following Eat Like Ruby, obviously that's awesome. But then we have the podcast page too. So if you want to submit any questions, obviously I do like Q&As on Insta.
Yeah.
But I feel like bringing them on the pod is cool because you can really like get into it.
Yeah.
And yep. explain the answers and stuff. So we'll do some of those over the coming weeks. But whatever we're doing, we'll be back next week. She'll have plenty more to say.
Absolutely.
G will come back at some point.
Yeah, I'll be back here some point.
Oh, no, wait. Today's your last day. Remember I said you got fired. What was that for?
I don't know. Numerous things.
Yeah, you got fired for something at the start of the episode. I actually couldn't live without you. If G's fired, Eat Like Ruby's done. Just as a little PSA.
No, don't be silly.
Guys. That is all from us. Thanks cool. for coming, G.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, and I'm keen to be back whenever that is.
You get the invite.
Yes, exactly.
Invite's in the mail.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.